For 1 minute, you're going for a walk through the East Baton Rouge Parish Schools. As you can see from the outside, there are hundreds of panes missing from the windows. Everywhere inside, you can see floor-to-ceiling cracks in the walls that you can stick your finger in. You're looking at 30 years of neglect. This has to be fixed. Take the first steps by voting yes for Proposition Step 1 and Step 2 on November 15th. This house is one of the largest in the Garden District, with a living space of about 22,000 square feet. It has 3.5 stories and was built in 1856 for Henry Buckner, a cotton merchant. Now, the Greek Revival style is displayed in the 48 classical columns around the galleries, and the fence has Grecian honeysuckle and fret motifs as well. You can tell everything about a man by the way he treats his family. Married for 38 years, a devoted and caring father and grandfather, Sheriff Wayne McElvin lives the family values we all share. Sheriff Wayne McElvin, we can trust him to keep us safe. In this part of the exhibition, you see many images of women at work. Some communicate hardship, while others, like this one, show a poeticized vision of labor. The traditional costumes of these women identify them as peasants from the region of Brittany. The artist, Jean Baptiste Corot, shows a woman in regional dress balancing a water pot on her head, about to lower it into the well to draw water. When she is done, she will carry it along the narrow path back to her home, as she no doubt does every day. When hurricanes threaten South Louisiana, it's our responsibility to protect ourselves and our families by being prepared. The Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals and the Louisiana Public Health Institute offer the information we need to empower ourselves to be our own first responders.